To serve on the Sanhedrin, one must be an expert in Torah law, but one must also recognize the limits of the knowledge of any human being and the possibility of error that comes along with those limitations. Welcome to 10 Minute Mitzvah, Episode 87, Teiku and the Limits of Knowledge. I'm Meir Soloveitchik.
Rabbi Soloveitchik's year-long 10-Minute Mitzvah podcast is generously sponsored by Ivan and Susanna Kaufman.
For me, it is the most humorous ending of any tractate in the Talmud. In the section known as Huriot, or Rulings, the rabbis discuss various forms of Torah knowledge and learning ability, and which is most important among the sages and scholars. Thus, for example, the question is raised whether vast knowledge is more valuable than the ability to discover new creative insights within the Torah text. That question is resolved, and then another is posed. Yibayelahu, the question was raised, Rabbi Zeira v'Rabba Bar Rav Matna, hai minayu adif. Of two rabbis, Rabbi Zeira and Rabba son of Rav Matna, which of their unique abilities is preferable? Rabbi Zeira Charif Umakshe. Rabbi Zeira was very sharp and would use his piercing intelligence to ask incredibly profound questions. For Rabba Barav Matna, Matun Umasik. Whereas Rabba Barav Matna was Matun Umasik, he would carefully study an issue and reach a conclusion. Which is more important? Both, of course, valuable. Both treasures in the trove of Torah scholars. But which is more important? My, the Gemara asks. What is the answer? And the final word in the tractate is then given. Teiku, this question is unresolved. Or to put it another way, the Talmud is saying that when it comes to the question of whether it is more important to ask questions or to find conclusions, this question leaves us with no conclusion. As funny as this might seem, there is a profound and deep point being made in this passage. For the way in which this tractate specifically concludes can only be fully understood if we recognize which tractate it is. Horiot, Rulings, has as one of its central subjects our mitzvah for the day. We discussed in our previous episode the chatat, the offering of purification that is brought, usually in the case when a sin has been committed. The very same chapter of Leviticus describes another type of chatat, one that is brought by the judicial leaders, members of the Sanhedrin, when its ruling was made in error, leading thereby to the people of Israel committing, inadvertently, an act that is sinful in nature. This, as rabbinic literature explains, is the meaning of the passage in Leviticus 4. V'im kol adat Yisrael yishku v'ne'alam davar me'enei kahal, if the entire congregation of Israel commit an error, and something, meaning a law, is unnoticed from the eyes of the congregation. And then in the next verse, v'noda chatat asher chatu alea, and the sin is known regarding which they sinned. V'yikrivu ha'kahal par ben bakar l'chatat, v'yivu oto lifnei ol moed. And the congregation shall offer a bull from cattle as an offering of purification, and they shall bring it before the tent of meeting. V'samchu ziknei ha'ida et yidehem al rosh ha'par lifnei Hashem. And the elders of the congregation shall lean their hands on the head of the bull in the presence of God. The elders of the congregation, these are the members, the Talmud explains, of the Sanhedrin, whose wrong ruling brought about the sin in the first place. To put it slightly differently, there is a law in Leviticus, the subject of a tractate in the Talmud, that is about judicial error. The Talmud, in other words, in dedicating much of a tractate to the subject, embraces the reality of rabbinic fallibility. To serve on the Sanhedrin, one must be an expert in Torah law, but one must also recognize the limits of the knowledge of any human being and the possibility of error that comes along with those limitations. In this respect, it is striking that the tractate that is about rabbinic fallibility ends with the word teiku. The question is unresolved. Today, in modern Hebrew slang, teiku is applied to a tie game, thus a soccer match in Israel that ends 2-2 will be described as a teiku, a match that was unresolved. But its source lies in the Talmud, where the word appears frequently. Many questions are unresolved, and there is a larger theological point here to be made. Rabbi Joseph Soloveitchik recounts that as a young man, he asked his father why the rabbis, in all their brilliance, chose to conclude the introduction of enigmas so often with teiku, by stating that we do not have an answer to this question. And his father, my great-grandfather, Rabbi Moshe Soloveitchik, responded that the rabbis were teaching us, as Jews, something central to Judaism itself. As my great-grandfather put it in Yiddish, a Yid muss wissen, as do Sachen was erwesnet, or to put it essentially in English, a Jew must know that there are things that one does not know. Citing this from his father, Rabbi Joseph Soloveitchik, speaking as an adult, reflected further, Das ist nicht nur ein Yesed in Halacha, das ist ein Yesed in Ikore Emunah. This is not only a principle in Jewish law, it is a principle among the foundations of faith. To be a Jew in the world is not only to see signs that strengthen our faith, but also to know in the fullest of faith that there are aspects of life that we cannot understand, for we are not God. It is therefore no coincidence that the tractate that is about rabbinic fallibility is the only tractate that actually ends with an unresolved question, one which recognizes the brilliance of the rabbinic sages, some of whom had incredibly insightful inquiries, and some came to truly impressive conclusions, but all of whom were human, all of whom were fallible, and in the very recognition of their fallibility, they reflected the essence of faith. This is Meir Soloveitchik, looking forward to learning together tomorrow. Signing off.